Sheila, welcome to the studio. I want to start off asking you, what is your vision for council should you be elected on November 15th?
Oh, thank you, George. My vision is actually that council would have a three-pronged approach with the mayor as leader. And the first prong is that the city needs to be prepared to take care of its core mandate, which is streets, sewers, sidewalks, filling our swimming pool, and keeping the eye on the ball day to day. That's the first prong. The second item would be that our city needs to be livable and to be a place where people actually choose to live here and that they want to stay here and raise a family here. And then with all that, of course, we are fortunate that we are at a time where we have opportunities being a port city, and we need to be able to manage development that might come our way and keep our existing relationships and build new relationships.
I have heard from some voters heading into this election that, okay, they come from two different perspectives, really. And I'm sure as a longtime resident of Rupert, these are the kind of perspective you've heard throughout your time here. One perspective is that municipal leaders need to get involved in other things beyond roads and sewers, that they have to really get involved in not only just welcoming business to town, but also helping out wherever they can on social issues. Well, the other perspective is, no, leave that stuff alone. That's provincial, federal jurisdiction. Our responsibility is making sure the infrastructure works properly. What do you make of a council's role when it comes to leading a community?
Well, a mayor and council always do have to try to find balance, because there are certainly bigger picture issues which they will want to share an opinion on and can affect all of us in the bigger picture. And the question for me, though, is where is a council spending the majority of its time? And if they are spending the majority of their time on things that don't actually improve our city so that people want to stay and live here, or maintain and build on the economic development we have here, then they have to seriously look at whether they have their eyes on the right thing.
What is the right thing then in your mind? Like, what should council be spending its time focusing on?
Well, I can tell you today, it breaks my heart that there isn't water in the swimming pool. We need to keep our eye. We, you know, 6 years ago, we had $80 million worth of failing infrastructure. I haven't seen in my perception is that we haven't made great headway on improving that, and yet we still have services that are failing. So that would be one of the, you know, those are key pieces that no matter what comes or doesn't come your way, if you don't choose to address the basics, then you end up in a point that some communities have been where they simply don't even turn their streetlights on at night.
All of what you talk about costs money. Right. And that's been a problem for this council for a long time without raising taxes, because it seems like taxpayers are very tired of that. How do you go about spending the kind of money that this infrastructure needs?
Well, certainly, I'm not here to say I'm never going to raise taxes, because I think that's, you would be in a dreamland then. But I certainly think that taxpayers need to actually see what they're getting for their money, and that we need to be able to show people, yes, you have paid this, and people talk about the level of our tax rate in the city. And besides saying to them that, oh, you have a civic center and that's where it goes, we need to be able to show people, okay, this is where your taxes have gone this year. This is what we have done with the money. And I think we need to look deep within the city. And of course, I'm on the outside right now, but if elected, we'd be looking deep into our budget, how we identify our priority needs, and we'd be making sure that we could show people that. And I would be highly in favor and would plan to almost show our community members a scorecard. You know, 6 months in, what's our scorecard? We've said we're going to deliver. We've said we're going to keep our eye and plan for our core business as well as these other two pieces I'm talking about. Here's how we're doing.
That would put yourself under a lot of scrutiny, though, because you'd be measuring yourself in front of the public. How comfortable are you with the idea?
I think we need to make ourselves being very comfortable in the public eye, because the public is, A, why we're in office, and B, it's who we're here to serve in these positions that we're all running for.
One of your competitors, Tony Briglio, said to me yesterday that he's running on a campaign of no more relying on false hope. And then thematically, both Lee Brain and Jack of Salem kind of touched upon it, with Jack suggesting that really this town just needs to stay on the direction it's heading, whereas Lee wants a fundamental change in how Prince Rupert does things. He's called his campaign Rethink Prince Rupert. But I wanted to ask you about that. Does this town need a real shift in perspective on how it does things as far as relying on industry to come to town?
Well, I would say that any town shouldn't rely on outside factors for what their community is like. And I do see that as the job of mayor and council. We need to shape our own future. So I wouldn't be waiting with any hope. Certainly in my past time on council, I was very clear that we should be living within our means of the day and planning ahead and managing that future, not ignoring it, but not counting on it and not spending money before we have it. If you look right now in our community today, though, we are fortunate enough, whether or not the current development that is suggested occurs, we have streets, shops on Main Street here in the community that actually have businesses in them right now and are employing local citizens. And we need to take advantage of that, foster those relationships, and then put that all together. What are we going to do today? This is the picture today. We have industry because we do have, you know, we have the port, which in 2008 we didn't have. And we can't forget that. Even if things don't come, our community is a great community and we can have a positive future.
The perception, and it's only perception since we're all on the outside, these are in-camera meetings that happen, but the perception is that the port and the council don't see eye to eye. They don't have a really great working relationship. Is that your understanding? And if so, how would you go about changing that?
Well, I could only say to you what I see in the newspaper, and what I see in the newspaper is actually a port and a city that don't see eye to eye, and that at times the city is raising that in the public eye, and that wouldn't be the way that I see a mayor and council working with major stakeholders in our communities. If they had a concern with us, I would expect them to come with us and discuss that face to face. And if, as mayor, if I had a concern with a major industry like the port, I would be discussing with them and building our relationship. I would not be airing things in the newspaper.
Lastly, there is a lot of, I wouldn't say repetition, but a theme that seems to be playing out from all four mayoral candidates. What do you think separates yourself from the other three competitors?
Well, I can tell you that I'm not certainly the only person with experience on council, but I am the only person of the four people, the four of us that are running, that actually manages day to day a budget that is larger than the city's budget. That is my responsibility. And I also have a large staff and a number of people that I work with. And I don't see that big picture experience with the other candidates right at their level. And I'm certainly used to working with dollars when they're tight. And in, of course, people know that my world is healthcare. We don't raise taxes to find money. We need to always be looking at what are we doing, what could we do better, who are we serving.
You think you're in a dogfight?
Oh, I'm telling people it's one vote at a time. I've always been impressed by the level of interest our community has in council and in politics. And I think this is a very serious election. And actually, I think it's a great sign for our community that we have that interest.
Sheila, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you, George.